What's up, my debt-free millionaire zealots? That's right. This is the first podcast for the debt-free millionaire brand. This is not just a podcast. It's a brand. That means we have everything from two books to be published and a video game that every youth and their parents will be playing in the future. Not just parents. Everyone will be playing this in the future. I'll tell you about that more later on. It's going to be amazing. We are producing this with Zogos Gaming and with a little help of the ASA. Now, going back to the books, one of those books is the General Knowledge of the Debt-Free Millionaire Personal Finance Course. That's right. We will be teaching you classes right out of our personal finance book. The second book is about house flipping. And do I have some great stories for you? I once bought a house that was built in 1913 that I had nearly had to rebuild. I made so many changes to it that you could basically classify it as being rebuilt. It was in Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, and man, that was an adventure. Another house I flipped, and actually, funny enough, during that flip, in the middle of it, I had to have open heart surgery. And then I woke up on Christmas Day, and a few months later, while still remodeling, the whole country shut down because of COVID lockdown. That too is another story for another time. Now, that was for my house flipping business, but I can also give you another one. I could tell you about my first house that I lived in and flipped while living in it, and that's how I actually became debt-free without a care of in the world for financial issues. And then I took on debt again. Well, again, more on that later on. But dang it, you got me on a fun rant. And I'll tell you right now, no worries, there will be plenty more as we go through the debt-free millionaire journey. It's not just about finance, though. Though I have a lot of it in this, it's also about life lessons learned, failures that became successes, and knowledge that I've been able to write in the book of life. Being debt-free and having a paid-off house and have financial peace was amazing. Then I had to go back into debt for my business. Another story for another time. Now, this is also not specifically for adults, though they can learn a few things or two. Instead, it is for the youth of America. We are focusing on you, so you don't have to experience the pitfalls we experienced in the past. And this is not just me, but we're going to be bringing on experts from all over the place in all different industries. This is what Debt-Free Millionaire is all about. In the next month, we will be building this brand from scratch. I will walk you through each part so you can use me as an example of what to do and what not to do. In making $1 million in 1 year with only the knowledge in my head. Now, I do have some cheats on my side, including Historical Conquest, my physical gaming company, and Zogos Gaming, my digital gaming business. Historical Conquest has been around for 10 years, while Zogos is 2 years in without much revenue because we have been working on the MVP and it's taken about a year and a half to develop. And now it's up. But as of right now, we're beta testing and we're actually doing a fundraiser to finish off the payments to get the rest of it developed. Okay, so want to see if it's doable? Raising $1 million in 1 year in a brand. Here we go. We'll keep you. If you want to know about this, keep listening. I will share everything and I will provide you with the tools to become a debt-free millionaire in the future. Or if you want, I will provide you the tools to become a millionaire with what some people call good debt. Now, I mean, if you want to have debt like Robert Kiyosaki with Rich Dad Poor Dad, or even Donald Trump, that amount of debt, whoo, I can teach you about that kind of debt if you so decide. But again, this is all up to you. I'm just the person helping you through this journey. Side note, I think it was Robert who once reported on his podcast that he had over $2 billion worth of debt. I don't know about you, but I don't really need that much debt. You could also say that the debt-free millionaire takes a little bit from the Dave Ramsey approach, which has less stress and just as much contentment let's, for lack of a better phrase. Now, talking about these two approaches, you should also look at their podcasts. They are also great listens, and they probably agree on only one thing, which is the benefit of gold, which we will talk about again in a future podcast. Now, remember that diversification is key, and having a small amount of physical gold as insurance is more important than having it as an investment, just in case the world blows up. There's a lot to say about this, again, in a coming podcast. Now, funny note, just a little simple note here. I actually predicted the fall of the economy and COVID-19 before it even happened. And I will tell you more about that in a future podcast. You're going to be hearing that a lot this podcast. Just this one. In the future, you won't be hearing it because you'll be hearing the stories that I want to tell you. So just remember that there are patterns in history and the economy, and we will teach you everything about those patterns so you know exactly what's coming up and when it will be hitting. Okay, now talking about other investments, as of 2019, I also jumped into crypto with only $400 and I had 15x'd my money. Funny enough, right before the collapse, I pulled my money out. I saw that it was a peak. I needed a fair amount of it. So I pulled it out. And funny enough, it tanked the next day. Well, it didn't just tank the next day. It also went down. So I had barely anything in there. And now I am back up because the adjustment in the market. So that I have the exact same amount as I had before I drew any money out. So I have no money in there anymore. Everything that's in there is stuff that was basically that I already had invested in the system, but I already took all of my investment out. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about that again in the future podcast. In other words, also, we will be going off on a lot of information in these shows. There's always something new to hear and something to learn. So again, stay tuned. But here's a warning I'm going to give you right up front. And this will cover all of my podcasts, so hopefully you'll listen to the first one. But always remember that I am not a CPA and I am not a financial advisor. I will never claim to be. I am just sharing what I have learned and how I got things done. And these are all things that are part of the game of life and also the part of the game of that I'm developing right now. So have fun with it. Also, this was just supposed to be an introduction to the show, but I guess it turned into almost a whole show. So stay tuned for more as I make you a debt-free millionaire zealot.